That was Mike's chair, and all I can do is say thank you. Yeah, a good thing to do on this Tuesday, Thanksgiving week. Hard to believe. 2 more days till Thanksgiving Day. Hey, it is a Tuesday. It means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, we missed you last week. No, actually, you missed me last week.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Yes, you were not here. You were at home having fun.
Yeah, well, I took a week off to do some cleaning and sorting and stuff like that. How fun is that? But it's nice just to have some days to do that sort of thing, right?
It sure is. We need to do that.
We do. We do. Well, it is Thanksgiving week, and I know that Ann Voskamp is one of your favorites, as she is mine.
Yes.
Well, we had this quote from Ann Voskamp that I wanted to share. I thought it very appropriate here on Thanksgiving week because it is so, so true. So listen carefully to this one. No amount of regret changes the past. No amount of anxiety changes the future, but any amount of gratitude changes the present.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, having that gratitude in our hearts really does change our perspective, doesn't it?
It really does.
Have you read Anne's 1,000 Gifts?
A couple of times, and I have my list. I don't have 1,000 yet, but
I'm
about halfway.
On mine. Yeah, it's one of those books that I don't have a lot of time to read on the side. I know that you do. You make time for your reading. But that's one of those books that I've gone back to and reread. And just a good reminder, it changes your perspective. When you start looking for the little gifts in each and every day, you know, it really does generate that gratitude in your heart and does change your perspective.
It really does.
So I want to ask you what we do here on Thanksgiving time. What are you thankful for? I know we're thankful for God, and I know we're thankful for family. And anything besides those two, we'll take those ones for granted. I want something different, something deeper.
Well, I will share it, but hopefully I can share it without crying.
Okay. Well, you can cry. I got some tissues here.
Okay. Well, some people know this, that my mom did pass away a little bit over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very thankful for time. Mm-hmm. You know, what I learned from her and the time I got to spend with her. She lives in Texas, was able to be with us this summer and celebrate the upcoming wedding of our daughter. And, you know, those are things that I, you know, at the time, sometimes we take for granted when we're with family.
Yeah.
And then when something like this happens, you know, it's good to, instead of be sad or, which I am sad,
yeah.
But I'm just so thankful that she was here this summer and we got to laugh together and have fun together, and all of that are just great memories. So I'm very thankful for the time I had with her. So,
and that time is priceless. And like you said, so often we don't appreciate it at the moment. You know, like, when was the last time you rocked your child in the chair? And you had no idea that was the last time, or the last time that you pushed them on the swing, never knowing that that was going to be the last time, but making the most of every moment. What a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
That we all need, because we do take so much for granted. We're all so busy, and we take those things for granted that matter the most. So to really appreciate the gift of time, and especially the gift of time with our loved ones.
So I'm turning it back on you now.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to do that.
You need to tell us what you are thankful for.
Can I do like coffee?
Well, no, you can't do
that.
I mean, we're always thankful for coffee.
That's one of those thankful for God and family and coffee.
Yes.
It's all taken for granted, right? Oh, boy. I am very thankful for God's faithfulness. And as many of our listeners also know, our daughter has been struggling with a very rare, very painful disease for just over a year now. And it's been a very difficult journey. But going through that and seeing God's love and his care and his faithfulness in the midst of it doesn't mean it's easy, but somehow we sense that he is there and he is working. And also for the prayers of so many people around the world, literally, that are lifting her up in prayer. You know, it's been a year, and a lot of times when there's a crisis situation, you remember to pray for somebody. But I still have people almost every single day say, hey, I am praying for your daughter daily. So I know God is working, even though we don't see exactly what he's doing or see his full plan in this. We know that he is still in control and that he is working it all together for good. So
Amen.
I'm very thankful for his faithfulness and the love and prayers of friends and family. So, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, well, Tuesdays, we have Kelly and Coffee. I've got my coffee here. It's yummy. I'm on to decaf now, but that's okay. but we also share some of what our listeners have shared with us, because as God uses this radio ministry to touch different people in different situations and circumstances, it's because of our whole big listening family that we're able to do that because of their prayers and support. So what do you have for us today?
Well, keeping with our Thanksgiving theme.
Ooh, okay.
You know how I am with themes.
Yeah, that former wedding planner in you comes out has to have a theme. Okay,
it does.
So Thanksgiving's
I
a theme.
I didn't bring in leaves, though, to decorate. But yes, I had picked some of our listeners who told us what they were thankful for.
Oh, okay,
so,
good.
So John in La Crosse says, I am daily encouraged to follow God through the music and messages that I hear in the Praise Network. Mm-hmm. I thank him for your wonderful work here in Western Wisconsin.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. So glad you're listening.
Deborah from La Crescent, Minnesota writes, the Praise Network has given me strength and encouragement. I listen daily to hear the Bible's teaching. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. And it never ceases to amaze me when I really stop and think about it, that no matter what I'm doing, or, you know, I may be home, I may be out at the store, but to think that the teaching and the music is continuing, mm-hmm. that God's continuing to use that in people's lives to touch them where they are. And that's amazing to know that he can do that, and he is doing that.
Yes, definitely. Debbie in Sparta says, it blesses me with music. The Praise Network blesses mm-hmm. me with music and programming that I can relate to regarding my walk and devotion to Christ.
Again, just that companion every day. Pastor Matt Schrader from Horizon Christian Fellowship was sharing a little bit why his church supports the Praise Network radio ministry. And he said because it's that the Word of God going out 24 hours a day, whether it's through the music or through the teaching, that it's able to touch and strengthen people day in and mm-hmm. day out. Because we can't live at church. I mean, most of us don't, anyhow. You know, but we get that feeding on Sunday mornings, maybe the midweek service, but then 24 hours a day to know that God's using the Praise Network programming and music to help mm-hmm. encourage people. That's why we do it. That's why we're here, isn't it?
Right. You know, and I was just thinking when you said that, it's kind of like none of us would probably, well, we might if we were fasting for a day, but we would not give up eating for a day, you know, mm-hmm. and going to church just once a week and just having that constant nourishment, that mm-hmm. constant feeding on God's word. Yes, we have our quiet times, but throughout the day, you know, thank goodness we do have the Praise Network to get that constant nourishment.
And I love when I meet a new Christian, a relatively new Christian, and they found the Praise Network and they're tuning in and they are just devouring mm-hmm. the word. They're so anxious to hear the Bible studies and they're so anxious just to hear music with good lyrics, you know, that encourages them and draws them closer to God. And, you know, for all of us, though, we need that daily reminder.
Yes.
Working in ministry, we can get distracted or we can get tunnel vision and get so involved in what we're doing that we need that reminder that God is here and he's what it's all about.
Exactly. I have one last one, and this is Kim from Onalaska. She said, the Praise Network keeps me spiritually connected through the day. It helps me to remember daily my blessings and to thank the Lord for all he has given me.
You know, I am so grateful to our listeners who take time to write to us and let us know that, mm-hmm. you know, that it's helping them stay connected spiritually.
Right.
And it reminds them of their blessings. That's a blessing to me that people actually take time to share that with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it means so much. And it's kind of like that fuel that keeps us going day
exactly.
in and day out. So, you know, sometimes we get tired and weary too, but those things keep us going and say, yeah, it's worth it. It's
Amen.
Worth it. And my husband, Jeff, was sharing the other day that he was awakened in the middle of the night with the thought that the Praise Network can be reaching right at that moment, maybe into a house where somebody is shut in, maybe somebody who's in an abusive situation, somebody who is hungry, somebody who is desperate, somebody who's all alone, and how the Praise Network can reach in and minister to them where they are, where maybe nobody else could.
Mm-hmm.
But God's able to speak through this ministry, and we're just we're a voice, you know, that he's able to use.
Yes,
and a tool that he's able to use. And we're so grateful to be a small part of what he's doing in this area and in the lives of each of you, our listening family. Kelly, thank you so much. I'm very thankful for you and all that you've brought to the Praise Network Radio Ministry. You have a lot of wisdom. You have a lot of discernment. You have a ministry heart, very caring and very compassionate. And I'm very thankful for you and how you minister to our listeners as well, day in and day out. So thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
Okay, well, what are you thankful for today? We'd love to hear it. You can send us a message on Facebook at Praise Network, P-R-A-Y-Z Network. We will share your thanks or give us a call at 855-MY-PRAISE. Again, that's 855-MY-P-R-A-Y-Z. Love to hear what you're thankful for today. And here is Hawk Nelson. Let's thank God for something.